That's head number one. Yeah, head number one. That's what to do. If you've got sandwich attached to a wall, you just pulling it out. That's what's happening. Head number two is range two.
This is where there's a real problem.
Head number two is, remember when we spoke about a roof, we said if you've got a pisach tefach, starts the tefach of the roof has already started, you can put it out. That means if before Shabbos, for example, I put a mechitza over here, or one tefach, where are we starting? I've got a mechitza of tefach in my four wide, it starts over here. Before Shabbos. When it comes to our Shabbos, I can now add another mechitza all the way along. I can add another partition all the way along. That's adding to a partition, that's mutter. That's two hetalim in a mechitza artes. So it's a normal mechitza, you just put a sneer's balma, you just need it for discreet. Then you can put that on Shabbos anyway. If it's a mechitza matez, for example, a choyle, for example, someone who's ill, yeah, and he needs in his room, he needs to have a partition to what you call it, to in order to relieve himself. So there's two ways of doing it. Either he's got a curtain, someone asked this last time, Moshe, many hospitals have got a curtain on the rail which goes all the way around. That curtain is fixed the whole time. So to pull that curtain around is no problem at all. That's already key, it's mechubba already, it's already joined, no problem. Yeah? If you haven't got that, then before Shabbos, you part partition of one tefach up, and then you finish off, that's also what to do.
So, currently on the bed, you've got to have it fixed to the wall.
Or on a metal rod going all the way around, that's also called fixed.
That's also fixed.
So, I tell you, boys, what would you say to this, Alan? I'm going to be shy of this, though. I said, wow, but someone's schach, unfortunately, rolls off. Part of it rolls off, or someone's wall, part of it blows down. Can you put up that mechitza? Now you must realize, let's talk about the wall, the sukkah wall that fell down, part of it fell down. Let's say you've got your sukkah over here, this is your sukkah, stuck on top. This wall, one of the panels, has fallen on the floor. Can you put the panel back up again?
No, you need to.
You've got the wall up already.
Still a kosher sukkah without that wall.
Yeah, but don't forget, you can't sit under this pier over here, now you can't sit, yeah?
Yeah, there's no roof.
So the thing's no good. Can you put it up again, this bit? Well, I would have thought you should be allowed to because it's moist in the mechitza. You've got already part of a mechitza here. And all you're doing is adding onto this. Adding onto a mechitza should be allowed. Or who adds in, someone's schach, it happens very often, someone lifts up the schach, someone lifts up this roof, and the bit of the schach gets caught as the roof gets lifted up. And it pulls away from the end of the thing and it rolls a little bit over here. Are you allowed to now unroll it back in?
You said there's a little bit to tape up.
It should be moist, but not really water. These two cases should be allowed. The problem is the Mishmur says you can't do it.
But the schach?
Yeah. You can't pull the schach back down again.
Because mukso.
Why?
The question is why? This is the question of the very last. Why is there a problem over here? What's happened over here now all of a sudden that you can't put it back? So it's very hard to know exactly what the reason is. Some Achareni want to say that with Bali doing such a choshva thing that you're now making it now to be able to sit under there, it won't help even though you've got you being moist in the oil. And who wanted moist in the mechitza? So the only answer you've got is to ask a non Jew to do it for you and not to. If you can't.
You said the government that you are.
Yeah, it's asking Kasha. Every mechitza you do, the Moshe is right. The Moshe, you've got half of the tefach over here on the mechitza, and now you're allowed to add more, yeah? And we don't say it's the problem. Even though you're now making it much
better. What's the difference, yeah?
For some reason, the sukkah is worse. I don't know exactly what the swar is, but a sukkah to add, pull the sukkah roof down, or to what you call it, to put the wall up is worse. It could be, some are going to take it to a dealer's kema. You've made it into a kema. Therefore, it's different to the partition over there. Yeah, that's the chayra, an interesting thing. And boys, so what do you say about this on Shabbos? Can I do this on Shabbos? What's your off?
Mutter.
No, because you were just hanging down the side.
No.
What's your off?
Mutter. Wasn't the tablecloth beforehand?
No tablecloth beforehand.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not, why?
Tablecloth is a good mutter.
How about me the gag over here? How about me the roof?
No.
Right, so the roof is mutter because there's no halal tefach. The question is now the wall. Now you have to realize, when I call himself this, that he is also mutter. Because just like you're allowed to be moist if I like gag, so this is now moist if now.
You've had all that there before.
The gag was here before. If you're allowed to put the gag was there in, the roof was there ready, to add to this further is also allowed. Others say, that's one shot, others say, in the Shabbos home, he says the reason why it's mortar is very interesting is these machitzas are very flimsy. They haven't got a shame machitzas at all. They're so weak as a machitza. It's not called a machitza. It's true there are four walls going down, but these walls are so flimsy that they're not called a machitza at all.
But if you put that up in a shul,
what?
If you put that up in a place where you need a machitza,
what?
If you hung a tablecloth.
Well, across the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's doing its job. Acts of partition. But here,
it's so flimsy.
So can I put that table between two rooms and make it a machitza, men and women? I put that on top of this table. Then I put that on top.
That's what I'm telling you. Even a machitza between men and women anyway, Mota. That's not called a machitza mater. Again,
I'm using that.
Between women. No, but you're machitza between men and women is allowed. It's not called a machitza mater. So there's no problem ever in a shul or a shelter brothel to put a machitza. That's not called a machitza mater. The question we spoke about is for an ill person, for example.
Yes, if you put that around the person.
That's
correct.
To put that for an ill person,
yeah,
it's a problem.
Yes, but it's got to be wrong.
I understand. But even so, that's called a machitza. It allows halachically that something to be done now. That halachically allows a person to relieve himself in that room. That's a halachic. Right. That's what I must say that Mr. Brewer asked this kasha actually. Mr. Brewer asked, are you allowed to put a tablecloth on? Which is fine, then Mr. Brewer. And Mr. Brewer says over here, a tablecloth. And she tells Bob Lamadado. And Mr. Brewer says that it's mutter. To do is interesting for him. Mazatam Nami Shoy Lifnois Maka Ala Shulchan. You're allowed to put a tablecloth over a table, and even though the sides are hanging down, because I feel in my guest of Lord, even if it comes all the way down to the ground, the aim is Emish of oils. It's interesting what he says here. He says the reason why it's mutter is you don't need the airspace underneath, or the machitas are not doing anything. The machitas are going down, but you don't want the airspace underneath that.
Yeah.
That's right. I must say, sometimes it can be you do want airspace. Like Marshall, sometimes you go to these simchas, for example, and the caterers put the bottles of lemonade and everything underneath.
Yes,
they don't want to see it.
Oh, yes, yeah.
They want to hide it. Even so, you've got the other heads I told you, that's moist about a gap. That we're about is adding on to the gap, that's mutter. I've got time to show you one, but sometimes you find that cushion. You find some of that cushion. I just took the first one wasn't out, the first thing. Marshall, let's say you've got a platter like this, yeah? So why don't let's put this in here like this? First of all, this is not a problem. Why? Is this alright? This is no problem. Not a but let's say it's high up like this. Let's say it's high like this.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
We said you don't want
put your stuff underneath it.
We said you don't care about it. Is there two machitzas?
It's two machitzas, but you don't want to underneath it. Yeah. So that's mutter to do. Two machitzas you don't want to underneath it is lechayr mutter to do. What happens if you want the underneath?
You have to put it the way around.
Well, right, let's say, well, I do want the underneath. Yeah. Let's say, for example, put cakes underneath as well. So that is the chayra works. But a normal cake stand like this, the chayra, where you just put two machitas up and you put this on top, the chayra is okay to do.
Yeah.
Because you're not using the airspace underneath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The whole problem of an oihel is where you use the airspace underneath. So if you've only got two machitzas, which you've got over here, two machitzas, you've only got two sides facing each other, raised up, but you don't use the air space underneath here, that the chayra is mutter to do.
If you do use it, just because it's a table, that's pretty minimal. You don't want to use it as being covered by that, just because there's space to roll on the platform.
Yeah, you put a cake underneath it, that looks nice. If you've got a see-through one of these, for example, so you put cakes on top and then you put cakes underneath, the mice looks nice. So you're using the airspace underneath, that's really much worse for her. I must say, Rob, I spoke to the other, I don't know how it works with a simple, you have to check out. But he says to me, you don't find this normally at a simple. Normally, all they put at a simple is just poles, like a glass.
Glass.
You won't find the whole machine to go all the way down. So it's up to know, it's interesting, I'm not sure. Right, so, yeah?
It's like tough as well.
What?
It can be done all the way along, but it's tough as
Well, it's just like a plastic glass or something.
Use
gas and put on top. If you put glasses, there's no problem at all. There's no problem at all. Your glasses, because the glass is not a tefah wide. So you've got more in the pot. There's no problem at all in that. Sorry?
Glass cubes, many times.
Are there tefah wide?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I just want to finish off. I just want to finish off. I'm watching the glass, the vases turning upside down.
Yeah.
I must tell you, that's what the Rod said. I was in the middle of the conversation with him, saying, stop, it's interesting. He said to me, it's a good horror. He said to me, what would you say about this glass vase? I said, what happens? You spread flowers on the table over here, you take a glass vase, and you turn it upside down. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, that's very problematic. You've got four mechitzas there. So the very first thing he said, which is a very good point actually, was, what's the first thing, why is there a problem?
It's wrong.
Nearly. He said, very often a vase hasn't got a tefach by a tefach square.
Oh.
It's very true, actually. I didn't measure up. You understand what I mean? A normal vase is very often a vase.
There's one on the bottom.
A big vase, yeah, it could be. Yeah. Very often the vases have not got a tefach by a tefach. And therefore there's no problem. The whole problem of an oil is a tefach by a tefach with a height of a tefach. So the vase is obviously a height of a tefach, it's definitely got that. But very often the actual circuit itself hasn't got a tefach. It hasn't got, it's not 8 centimeters by 8 centimeters.
That much? It's not that much.
Inside all the way around. It's a circle.
It's bigger at the bottom, then it goes low, and then it goes thin at the top. It goes out again.
Yeah,
but the bottom goes is quite wide.
I want to measure, I get a chance to measure.
The middle one, no, but the bottoms go wide.
So we have to finish that off tomorrow. The answer, the question is, the answer where it's very wide to start with. It starts very, very wide at the top there. Can you turn that over here and put that over your feet, what you've got over there? See what's going on.
All right.